Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A little clarification from another mole on the construction shutdown. I did get some information during the break that it is looks like retail construction and hotel construction that has been shut down in Massachusetts. Huh. Housing and municipal construction can continue again,
right down the middle.
Is it? I mean, so you can continue to build municipal buildings, but people who are trying to keep people employed and have a business, they can't keep bill. I mean, which is it? I don't care either way, but it seems to me that it ought to be just one way or the other. Brady Week continues at 8:30, and we'll be joined by Heath Evans. And then after that, another special COVID-19 emergency edition of Ask an Attorney with Larry the Lawyer. But right now, time for this.
The Greg Hill Show presents the top five most beautiful briefing moments.
As we near the end of our historic battle with the invisible enemy.
All right, as a public service, we have been presenting to you the top five most beautiful briefing moments of the previous day's White House briefing. Another long one yesterday, guys.
Yes, very long.
Started off with some of our military up there talking about the cartels who are trying to take advantage of this awful time to sell more drugs. Danielle, what do you want to start with, number five from yesterday?
I want to talk about a little factoid the president mentioned about Dr. Fauci that many of you may not be aware of.
Okay.
Number five.
He was a great basketball player. Did anybody know that? He was a little on the short side for the NBA, but he was talented. He won a game. I read the story. He won a game that was unwinnable against a great team. And his whole team said, we can't beat this team. And he went in and they won the game, right? That was a couple of years ago. But
a few years ago.
The head never changes. The attitude never changes.
Point guard Fauci, I'm guessing.
My own little Bob Cousy. He's running point on my team on the Corona Task Force. Pocket Cousy, I like to call him. Very talented, tiny. The head never changes. That's what I like to say.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I like Dr. Fauci. I think the guy, he gets up there and he just exudes calm, doesn't he?
Awesome. I mean, sometimes he looks over the shoulder, though. Like, did I say something wrong? Do you notice that lately?
Is that good? They coming for me?
We need the Fauci force to just keep him protected at all times.
Yeah, what was that all about?
They're. I guess he's getting some threats, so they're looking at providing him, or they have provided him with extra security.
Why is he getting death threats from
whom? Because people are nuts. People are crazy. Yeah. You know, they're going nuts already, and then they reach out and they spew nonsense.
Okay.
So anyway, all right. But number four from the press conference yesterday, the president talked about the 1917 pandemic. Greg, a lot of people died, and it was something.
Okay.
Number four.
In confronting this deadly plague, America is armed with capabilities never dreamed of in past centuries. You look at 1917, the pandemic, it was something. Ravaged parts of this country, but ravaged Europe. Ravaged. They say 75 to 100 million. Some people say 50 to 75 million. People died. Think of that. And that was a long time ago, over 100 years ago. Many books written about the 1917-1918 pandemic.
I Yeah. He goes off script sometimes.
Surprised you didn't throw in that Babe Ruth was traded to the Yankees.
Although I did enjoy No, No, Nanette. Excellent musical.
Oh, yes. Number three yesterday was the plant question from the OAN reporter, Chanel Rion. She asked the president about the drug crisis.
Number three.
The announcements that were made today are aimed at curbing the flow of narcotics into the country. Are you concerned that we're possibly losing ground on the drug crisis while we're...
I don't think we're losing ground.
Now, what's the deal? She's not supposed to be there, or at least she wasn't yesterday. We talked about that earlier.
Yeah, the White House press corps basically said that there are 15 members that can be there at any time, and any of the smaller news outlets will get a rotation spot every few days. But she has attended at least two press conferences and kind of stood in the aisle when she wasn't supposed to. And now I believe she and the rest of OAN have been banned from attending the press conferences, which is a sin.
She gets a pass from me.
Of course she does.
And she should, honestly, she should have her own show after this is over.
Put it this way, Melania is not the only one at the White House to wear Chanel. Know what I mean?
I think she deserves a pass. All right, what do we got for two?
The numbers coming out of China are a little suspect, according to the president.
Number two.
Their numbers seem to be a little bit on the light side. And I'm being nice when I say that, relative to what we witnessed and what was reported. But we discussed that with him, not so much the numbers as what they did and how they're doing. And we're in constant communication with, I would say the biggest communication is myself and President Xi, and the relationship is good. As to whether or not their numbers are accurate, I'm not an accountant from China.
He's not an accountant from China.
I'm not an accountant from China.
I'm not an accountant from China.
No,
you're not.
He is the ultimate. He is the enunciator in chief.
He is
China. C H I.
Speaking of numbers,
yes,
the president does very well social media wise, and he's crushing it with one particular medium.
Okay.
Number one.
Do you think tweeting about it will help prevent that from happening, or perhaps get social media?
It's social media. It gets out. I have, hundreds of millions of people. Number one on Facebook. Did you know I was number one on Facebook? And I just found out I'm number one on Facebook. I thought that was very nice, for whatever it means. No, it represents something.
All right.
Okay.
Not a lie, the guy's number one on Facebook.
It represents something.
How's he doing on Instagram? Is he on TikTok? Is the president on TikTok?
Yeah.
I don't believe he is yet.
I'm down with Donald.
Love the TikTok. Love the TikTok.
All right.
Number one on the Facebook.
978 texter suggests that Trump is the best press conference president ever.
Oh,
would you agree?
Oh, my God.
Not even by
a country mile.
Absolutely.
In terms of entertainment?
Jaw-drop
ability? Oh, far
and the idiots in the media wanted Hillary Clinton to have that job. Think about how easy this guy makes it.
Wait, Curtis, was that live or a drop?
This is Sean. Hey, Sean, what's up? Sean?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's going on?
I just wanted to share just a little anecdote. Growing up, I was the youngest of four kids, and my dad used to drill into our heads a story about his roommate. And he would come home from, my dad was a football player, and he would come home, and his roommate would be, studying, and he would close his books and look to my father and say, "Hey, Billy, there's no question they can ask me I'm not going to know the answer to." And it's like, "Oh, great, Dad, this story is nice." And your roommate was a nerd, whatever, but it was Tony Fauci.
You should have said that in a dramatic way. And that roommate was Dr. Fauci. They were college roommates?
Fauci.
College roommates?
Yeah, Holy Cross.
All right. And Holy Cross. Yeah, he's a Holy Cross guy. All right. Hey. Well, glad we got that out.
Wow.
All right. We are going to get to what is trending.
OMF. Weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Subaru of New England retailers are committed to being a resource for neighbors. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. Brady, we continue here on WEEI, brought to you by Samuel Adams. We are celebrating Brady's 20 years in New England. RestaurantStrong.org, Hillman is the place to go. And we've got Heath Evans coming up with us. had a Brady jersey earlier. Kevin Falk today, Dalen Keefe, Drew Bledsoe, OMF. That's going to be outstanding, as you pointed out, 4:30 this afternoon for Bledsoe. Patriots on the field, or between the lines, whatever you want to say. They did release their third quarterback, Cody Kessler, yesterday. Just two QBs on the roster. And this has Fitzy leaning toward it. They're drafting a guy? Is that your explanation?
I just hope they don't use an early round pick. They're going to try to find, in my opinion, their next Garoppolo. A who the hell is that guy in the middle of the rounds and turns out to be somebody special. So that's my bet.
Any chance for a first rounder, Tua or Jordan Love?
Jordan
or
Love
Herbert?
Would be the only. I would kill for Tua to come to New England. God, I think that guy is going to be. He's left-handed Russell Wilson. The kid is going to be a stud. Absolute stud.
Well, Belichick recorded a COVID-19 PSA. He's been busy, and the Krafts have been busy. This is a tremendous effort by Bob and Jonathan Kraft. 1,095 N95 masks coming to China, from China to Boston Logan, I believe, today. They're landing, if they haven't already. The Patriots plane was sent there. Governor Baker was involved. This started 2 weeks ago, Hillman. A lot of different moving parts. $2 million from Bob Kraft to handle the logistics and the plane.
And they exchanged boogeyman t-shirts. So
I'm using mine as a mask.
Jeremy Jacobs, you're next.
Yep, or Mr. Henry?
Yeah. I think what are the, have we heard what the Red Sox are doing with their employees? Are they keeping most of their employees on over there, or do we
using
know?
Them as human embers to keep the fires burning at Castle Henry.
Oh. I see. The human shields? Are you employing
yes.
human corona shields?
I'm actually making masks out of people. They're people.
Well, that's not nice at all.
Linda gets hungry.
Jeez. Tonight, starting at 7 across the Shaws in Star Market, WEI Red Sox Radio Network, you're going to hear the dulcet tones of Joe Castiglione. 2018 ALDS Game 1, Yankees at the Red Sox from October 5th. Mutt will be your studio host extraordinaire, starting at 7 right after Mutt at Night. Looking forward to that. If baseball comes back, Hillman, here's the proposal from Scott Boras to start it. He's calling it functional isolation. As soon as medical and science communities deem it safe, the plan is coronavirus-free players and staff, maybe 60 per team, gather in 30 different bubbles of isolation at or near spring training bases in Florida and Arizona. No families, no visitors. They stay in one hotel. Pardon me, and they shuttle back and forth. They eat all meals at one site, and that's how you work it.
Yeah, and they're talking about July 4th maybe as opening day.
Right, maybe.
I think we're all going to have to find ways safely to get back to doing things when it comes to commerce. I mean, you're going to have to get creative. But if you're testing everybody, whether it's NBA or baseball or whatever the sport, if you're testing people on a daily basis or whatever it is, they should be able to get back to at some point to playing sports. I mean, you have to. What is Schefter's issue with the draft? Like, what? Like, why?
I think he's been briefed by owners who don't want it to happen. They're trying to push it back. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, because why they don't want it to happen, I guess it's not as comfortable. They can't screen the players enough. And
It's a bizarre sort of stance from Schefter, considering during the free agency period, the coronavirus was in full steam. It was everywhere. And he was reporting on that breathlessly. So I don't know why his position has changed.
The phrase carnage in the street came up, which makes me think that he thinks it's a bad look, period.
Yeah, well, that's what he's saying.
Kind of, that
was
right. Rough.
But where was he during free agency?
The street was like, oh, jeez.
No, I mean, it's doomsday stuff. It's like you and Ken. I mean, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like you can have a draft. I mean, have the draft. Give people something to look forward to.
All that said, I would literally give up my entire freezer full of bar pizzas right now for Diamondbacks versus Detroit Tigers. That's how desperate I am for sports.
You would?
Yeah.
And Twitter is vicious today. This guy just asked me to print my columns to his house. He's down three rolls, of toilet paper. I mean, that's not nice at all.
I read your column last night. That's how bored I was.
Oh,
wow.
That was pretty good.
You got a reference in it, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. You put me in there with regard to the Cape Cod frozen pizzas. Appreciated the fat joke. But, it was well done.
Thank you.
WEEI.com is where you can go and read the column written by the most terrified citizen in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Ken Jong-un Laird. And we will be back. Brady Week continues. We're going to talk to Heath Evans coming up at 8:30. Before that, though, we have lost our collective minds. We will share with you what happened to an individual who dared to cough in public that put their life at risk. That is coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.